Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
You ready to have a little church?
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Whole country will become a desolate wasteland. And these nations will serve the kings of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of Babylon, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and I will make it desolate forever. This was the plan God had established for the children of Israel. In that 11th verse, it states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans of prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." That's the NIV version. "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord." Another way it is expressed, "For I know what I am planning for you. I am planning good things and not bad things. What I plan to do will give you the future you hope for." The future you hope for. One of the things we know now is that God's ways are different from our ways. And God's timing is perfect. God's plan is eternal, and his plan was set and established from the foundation of the world. And God's plan will not be altered, neither will God's plan be changed. One of the things Jeremiah tried to do was to alter God's plan. He tried to escape what God had for him to do. Jeremiah, like so many of us, fell in love. Any lovers in the house? He fell in love and he wanted to get married. And God said to him that that wouldn't happen. Antioch, there are times in our life that God will permit us to do certain things. But there are times that he will also not permit it. Because we have a free will. God would allow you to do certain things within your life. But then there are times God says no. Jeremiah in the beginning did not see nor understand the eternal plans of God for his people. Because Jeremiah was limited to the things that God was doing. Every now and then God is up to something in our life and we don't understand what God is doing. Every now and then God is opening up doors that we never thought would be open. But then there are times God will close doors that no man can open. There are times in our life when God is saying yes, but there are times in our life that God is saying no. Other times God is saying wait, and God is watching us even as we are calling upon him. For we serve an omniscient God, an almighty God, an all-knowing God, and he watches the ways of his people. And when you are linked up with the Lord, you have fellowship, communion with him. Why? Because we were all made in his image and likeness. He put something in us that is so unique, so powerful, that nothing he created compares to what God has placed in man. And that's the breath of life. Everything that God made, he made. He didn't breathe life into. But when it came to man, he breathed something in us so significant, so powerful, that allow us to breathe, allow us to think, to allow us to move in our worship and our praise, because loves us. in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love him. My brothers and sisters, God is asking us to do some things, but there are things that we think are impossible for us to do. And the reason it seemed impossible was because we didn't understand the plan. It is in those times when we don't understand that God reinforces what he is saying. Sometimes there are some roadblocks, Brother Gaines. Other times there are some caution signs. And through it all, God is preparing and equipping us for the task ahead. I really didn't know why God sent me to Alexandria, Louisiana. This black pastor was very contented in Dallas. Churches was asking for me by the dozens. But yet God sent me all the way to California, preaching before 700 in worship service and in Sunday school, and then bringing me all the way to Louisiana. And I asked him why. Trying to go back to Dallas over and over, trying to go home. You know what he said there? It ain't happening. Because I know the plans I have for you. It doesn't matter how much I want to do what I want to do. There are times in our life that there are things in our life that we would like to do. But God says, you don't know my plan. Because God has a divine and a perfect plan. And God's divine and perfect plan encompasses everything that makes you who you are. God had a plan from the very foundation of the world. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit had a divine plan. The enemy did not know what that plan was about. For if the enemy knew what that plan was about, it would not have killed Jesus. But Jesus got up from the grave after death thought it had him down. And the Lord says, I'm alive, and I will not die anymore. Death had to move because now death has no power over our Lord, our God, and our King. So death, get out of the way, because we serve the author of life. Now you know why Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. The abundances of life has never been in the temporary things of this world, but the abundances of life is in our Lord and our God and our King. Is there anybody in the house who have life? You're breathing, you're alive today because of the ruah, the breath of God that was breathed in you and made you a living soul. And the Lord is speaking directly to your heart today. He's equipping us. He's moving us. He's restoring us. He's revitalizing us. He's regenerating us. But most of all, our Lord is saving us. Saving us from ourselves. God told Jeremiah, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. What is it that we know? Romans 8, 28 says, and we know that all things, when we see what God is up to, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, who've been called according to his purpose. All things, not something, but all things work together for good. It does not matter what you're going through. It does not matter what you're up against. It does not matter what the doctors say. It does not matter about your job. It does not matter where everything is happening. All things work together for good. Now, I begin to understand what the 105 said, Brother Hurst. For it says, the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. You're in a generation that the Lord says, I'm doing something for. Not because you're good, but the Lord is good. and his mercy is everlasting. If there's ever a thing that we need in our life, we need the mercy of the Lord moving upon our life, because every now and then I don't look like what the Lord wants me to look. But the Lord says, I'm good, and my mercy is everlasting, and my truth endureth to all generations, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. The Lord says, I'm good. It doesn't matter what happens in your life. The Lord says, I'm still good. Even when you mess up and even when you step and fall, the Lord says, I'm still good, because I have mercy, and my mercy will cover a multitude of your fault. Is there anybody in the house who know that you know that you know that you know that the Lord is good? God is working it out, our most difficult situation. You lost your job, but the Lord says, I've got you covered. The doctor said you wouldn't get well, but I heard that he's the master physician. He said, I own the silver as well as the gold. But pastor, you don't know my story. I may not know your story, but the Lord knows our story. He knows the hairs on our head. He knows your coming as well as your going. And the Lord says, I will bless you according to my divine purpose for your life, and I will bless you according to my riches and glory, because the Lord is good. Why? Because you have been called to his purpose. God says, I know the plans. That's a personal pronoun. And a personal pronoun makes it personal. He's talking specifically to each and every one of us today. He said, I know the plans I have for you. And if he knows the plan he have for you, my brothers and sisters, nothing catches the Lord by surprise. Nothing. Because he knows all things. He is a God of yesterday. He is a God of today. And he is a God of forevermore. He is a God. He saw us before the very foundation of the world. Even before he said, let there be, the Lord saw each and every one of us coming. Why? Because the Lord knows it all. My brothers and sisters, God knows more than the scientific world. I don't care how they keep trying to go to outer space. The Lord I serve, the God I serve, the God we serve, knows more than the scientific world. The God we serve knows more than astronomy, the stars in the sky. Why? Because he made it all. The God that we serve knows more than the mathematician, because he calculated the seasons in his time. Everything, there is a season. The God we serve knows it. He calculated, meticulously calculated the season and the time. The God that we serve knows.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Linda Mathis, the First Lady of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. I am here on behalf of the Second Evening Star Baptist Church and Reverend Phil Taylor to invite you to a powerful youth summit. The summit's theme is Children of the Promise. Paul tells us in Romans 9 and 8 that this is those who are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as a seed. Our focus will be on children, boys and girls, ranging in ages from 12 to 18. Establishing the right relationships, the law, and our youth are just a few of the topics that will be offered. At the end of the day, Reverend Stanley R. Mathis and the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church joins the Second Evening Star to sponsor a spirit-filled concert. Our special guest for the concert will be the nationally acclaimed Mathis family. I promise you, you don't want to miss this, and you will have a joyous time in the Lord. The concert will begin at 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 31st. We will have a powerful summit and concert planned for you, and I look forward to what God has in store for us. So make plans, mark your calendars to join us on Saturday, July 31st. Registration begins at 8 a.m., and the summit will start shortly after. The summit and the concert are free to all attending. It will be held at the Second Evening Star Baptist Church, 150 Cooper Road, Alexandria, Louisiana, where Reverend Philip Taylor is the senior pastor. I can't wait to see what God has planned for us, so come expecting a blessing, and I'll see you there.